Florida lawsuit, Sam Altman and OpenAI conceal ChatGPT safety concerns. By Lucas Nolan on June 2, 2026. Florida has become the first state in the nation to file a lawsuit against AI giant OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman, alleging the company deliberately hid serious risks associated with ChatGPT from users. CNBC reports that the state of Florida initiated legal action against OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman on Monday, accusing the AI company of knowingly releasing ChatGPT to the public while concealing significant safety concerns and aggressively marketing the product despite internal warnings about potential dangers. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer announced the groundbreaking lawsuit during a news conference, emphasizing that this represents the first state-led legal action of its kind against the prominent AI company. According to Uthmeer, OpenAI deliberately suppressed internal safety warnings and misled users about the actual risks associated with their product. "Today, we announced the first in the nation state-led lawsuit against OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman," Uthmeer said. "OpenAI and Altman ignored internal and external safety warnings, put children at great risk, and allowed a dangerous product to reach millions of Floridians." The civil complaint filed by the state contained serious allegations about OpenAI's business practices and priorities. According to the lawsuit, both OpenAI and Altman placed commercial interests and speed to market above user safety considerations. The complaint asserts that the company disregarded numerous warnings from safety experts, both from within the organization and from external sources. Central to Florida's legal argument is the claim that OpenAI released a product that actively facilitates and encourages harmful behavior, including self-harm and violence. The state alleges that while deploying this potentially dangerous technology, the company provided false assurances to users that the product was safe for public consumption. The lawsuit raises particular concerns about the impact of ChatGPT on minors and vulnerable populations. The complaint alleges that the AI chatbot collects data from children without adequate parental oversight or consent. Additionally, the state claims that the product causes behavioral addiction and cognitive harm to users, particularly younger individuals who may be more susceptible to these effects. Florida officials also accuse OpenAI of actively attempting to minimize and downplay dangerous errors and malfunctions within the ChatGPT system. According to the complaint, this pattern of behavior demonstrates a consistent effort to conceal the true nature of the product's risks from both regulators and the general public. The legal foundation for Florida's lawsuit rests on state laws prohibiting unfair and deceptive trade practices. State officials argue that OpenAI's alleged conduct violates these consumer protection statutes and continues to cause ongoing harm to Florida residents. The lawsuit seeks to hold the company accountable for these alleged violations and the resulting damages to Florida citizens. This legal action represents a significant escalation in regulatory scrutiny of artificial intelligence companies and their products. As AI chatbots become increasingly integrated into daily life, concerns about their safety, particularly regarding mental health impacts and effects on children, have grown among lawmakers, parents, and advocacy groups. Breitbart News reported last month that a lawsuit has been filed against OpenAI claiming ChatGPT contributed to the 2025 mass shooting at Florida State University. The lawsuit contends that OpenAI failed to effectively detect a threat in ChatGPT's exchanges with Ickner, stating the chatbot either defectively failed to connect the dots or was never properly designed to recognize the threat. According to the complaint, Ickner, who was a student at FSU at the time, shared images of firearms he had acquired with ChatGPT. The chatbot then allegedly explained how to use them, telling him the Glock had no safety, that it was meant to be fired quick to use under stress, and advising him to keep his finger off the trigger until he was ready to shoot. The suit claims Ickner began his attack at FSU by following these instructions. The lawsuit further alleges that ChatGPT told Ickner it is much more likely for a shooting to gain national attention if children are involved, even noting that 2 to 3 victims can draw more attention. On the day of the shooting itself, Ickner allegedly asked about what the legal process, sentencing, and incarceration outlook would be. Breitbart News social media director and author Wynton Hall explains in his instant bestseller, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the race to control AI. That conservatives must develop a plan to deal work with AI that avoids the landmines outlined in this lawsuit, but still captures the benefits of this powerful technology. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.